It's Christmas. Well, I'm recording this on Christmas. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. It's Christmas Day today, the day I'm recording this video. It's a different sort of Christmas than usual. Let's talk about what it's like here today. Christmas in the United States is a national holiday. The stores are closed. Almost all of the stores are closed. All the government offices are certainly closed. If you go out and look around in cities, you might find a gas station open or a convenience store. Some restaurants will be open, but not very many. All the grocery stores and all the shopping centers are closed. One of the cliches that we get from television is the idea that if you want to find a restaurant open on Christmas, look for a Chinese restaurant. That's actually quite true, and my wife and I have gone out on Christmas night for dinner, and almost always it was to a Chinese restaurant. Today, our plan for the big meal of the day is at lunchtime. We don't like to have a big meal at the end of the day. We would prefer to have a large lunch. So Christmas lunch is the big meal of the day. The environment here where we live is a little unusual. We have had severe weather for the past week, and it is projected to continue for another day or so. We don't live in a city or in the suburbs. We live out in the country. The nearest town is about 8 miles or more from here. We also don't live in a flat area. We live on the top of a hill, a mountaintop, if you will. Looking out the window, we see the Pacific. Now, today we can't see the Pacific because of clouds and fog, but it's there. I don't know the exact distance, but probably on the order of 10 miles as the crow flies. Now, that's an expression in English, as the crow flies, suggesting a straight line without having to follow the contours of the surface or the route taken by roads. As the crow flies is the direct distance. I suspect that the Pacific Ocean is about 10 miles from here as the crow flies. But even though we're 10 miles away from the ocean, there's nothing between us and the weather as it comes in from the ocean. California receives a lot of its weather from the Pacific. Weather systems and weather patterns simply blow ashore from the Pacific. When we bought this house, the realtor cautioned us that when severe storms come here, we will get them right in our teeth. Another fun expression, if you get something like weather right in your teeth, it is in your face. It is direct. You don't have any protection or shelter from it. You're getting it right in your teeth. It's a metaphor, but it's a colorful way to say you're getting it directly with no protection, no barrier. As predicted by our realtor, as long as we've lived here on the mountaintop, we've gotten these weather patterns, these storms, in our teeth. That's what's happening at the present time. On the night before last, a big winter storm came in off the Pacific, and it gave us a lot of rainfall, more than an inch of rainfall, and driving winds with powerful gusts. Usually the winds are reported by weather services as the continuous wind, let's say 20 miles per hour, with gusts to, and then they give you another number, which is higher. Weather forecasting has gotten much better with the development of computer weather models, including artificial intelligence. Now they can predict the weather rather well and for days in advance. We knew this big storm system was coming. California is receiving this kind of weather from the Northern California area where we live to the southern areas. Southern California is getting stronger rains than we're getting. Of course, strong rains suggest the possibility of local flooding. Where we live on a hilltop, we don't worry about flooding because there is no level ground. Everything runs downhill away from us. So flooding will not be an issue here, but it may be an issue when we drive somewhere. The night before last, we received a big winter storm like this. And the biggest problem for me was the powerful winds. They were forecast to be 20 miles an hour with stronger gusts. We have learned that if the wind is predicted at 20 miles per hour, we will measure it higher here. Our position on the hilltop gives us very strong winds. The night before last, we had continuous winds more than 25 miles per hour with gusts over 40 miles per hour. With those high wind conditions, the house vibrates. The house shakes and it creaks. It makes a lot of noise. The wind itself makes noise as it goes through the tree outside and as it comes past the edges of the house, the edge of the roof, for instance. The night before last, the wind picked up a lot after midnight. How do I know this? Well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the noise from all that wind woke me up. I tried to get back to sleep, but my mind was racing. Two things came to mind. One, will the wind damage our roof? Years ago, a big section of the roof was torn off by winds. That was an older roof, and it needed to be replaced. So our current roof is actually very strong and relatively new. That said, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the night before last, I was trying to get back to sleep, but thinking about the possibility that the roof would be torn off. The other thing that came to mind at 3 o'clock in the morning was the probability that the power would go out. The power company sometimes turns off the power when weather conditions get severe, and I was actually surprised that the power was still on. Well, not for long. Shortly after I realized that the power would probably go off, it did. At 3 o'clock in the morning, we're not using appliances and all the lights are off, but we have an emergency generator that comes on automatically. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, the power went off, and a few seconds later, the emergency generator kicked on. The generator is in a box. It's covered with a housing, and it's sitting in the yard next to the house, right outside the bedroom window. It has an internal combustion engine that runs on propane. The engine is about the size of a motorcycle engine, and it makes a lot of noise. Ordinarily, I would be able to sleep through that, but the other night, I could not. I found myself wide awake, worrying about the roof, unable to go to sleep. So, I came out here to the living room, turned on the lights, and watched some videos. I had a cup of coffee, I might as well make use of the time if I can't sleep. About 5 o'clock in the morning, the powerful winds died down to a very low level. It got pretty quiet, except for that noise from the generator. I was able to go back to sleep and get another hour of good, restful sleep. I was still a little deprived of sleep for that evening. I didn't get the full amount that I needed, but I figured I would just take care of that the following day. I would be able to function on the amount of sleep that I did get. Last night, another powerful storm came through. The winds were even stronger. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I was awake because of the noise, and I figured, oh no, the roof, the power, it's happening all again. As if on cue, the power went off and the generator came on. But this time the generator was only running for about 10 minutes, and I was able to get back to sleep. Now, the wind is still strong, but it's down to perhaps 15 miles an hour. Strong wind, but not severe. In previous videos, I've stopped short of referring to weather as bad. I pointed out that the German saying translated into English is, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. Well, that isn't quite right. The weather we have today is not conducive to most outdoor activities. Certainly, one can bundle up and go outdoors. That can be done. But with the driving rain and the strong wind conditions, it's not very pleasant. I would not enjoy standing outside being pelted by this driving rain. So with that in mind, activities are indoor today. There's no point in going anywhere to try to find a store open because they're all closed. Lunch will be our big meal of the day, and then the afternoon will just be a quiet afternoon here at home. I will probably build a fire in the fireplace. The furnace keeps the house warm, but a fire in the fireplace makes it seem cozier and more comfortable. I have already met my goals for input in Spanish and German. I expect that this afternoon I will be giving some thought to goals that I should make for the coming year. I've been thinking about this for the past couple of weeks. What shall I do during 2026? There will be plenty of time to play some music. Now, when I say play some music, I might mean turn on a device and play a recording of recorded music. Or I might mean that I'm going to pick up a musical instrument and play it. This afternoon, I will probably see a combination of the two. I will probably play some recordings, and I will definitely play more than one musical instrument for practice and enjoyment. The Christmas holidays that we have these days is very different than what I remember from childhood. During my childhood, my parents created a very big Christmas celebration with lots of presents. Aunts, uncles, and cousins would come to visit, and they would have a huge meal in the late afternoon. Typically, my mother would roast a turkey and fix a lot of side dishes to go with it. By comparison, Christmas here today is going to be very subdued and quiet. We don't have relatives coming over, and large numbers of Christmas gifts are not being exchanged. A week from today is New Year's Day, and then the beginning of 2026. My thoughts are very focused on what I will be able to do during 2026. If you have not yet subscribed to the Input English channel, please do so. I invite comments below. If you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.